Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Samach Aleph, and we are on Samach Amabez. We're in the sugyas of Tumas HaTahom. Tumas HaTahom, the Mishnah said yesterday that the rules of regular Tumah and Tara for a Karban Pesach and other Karbanos, possibly there has a difference between other Tumas and Tumas HaTahom. Tumas HaTahom is a Tumah that nobody ever knew about. Wasn't that somebody buried and then forgot about it. And there's a special limud. Yesterday we had a limud in the Yerushalmi. The Bavli seems to say it's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but the limud is Nazir Va'osa Pesach Hatzitz Maratza Al Tumas Adam V'Nitz Maratza Al Tumas Aguf. So usually Tumas Aguf, the Tziz is not Maratza. But when it comes to Tumas at the home, the Tziz is Maratza. And we saw up that the rule seems to be that the Tumah is looked at as if it happened at the moment that the Yediyah happened. And sometimes it turns out to be a Kula, and sometimes it turns out to be a Chumrah. Meaning when it comes to Korban Pesach, if the Tumah happens later, it's not considered as if the Shechita and the Shrika was done by Tumah. That makes it worse for a Korban Tzibur. Because if the whole Tumah, the whole Korban was done by Tumah, then you could even eat the Korban Pesach. Tumah Tzibur, Tzibur, Tchuyu Tzibur. While when it comes to if it was only tell me later after the Zrika that you can't eat the meat because you already yotze and the eating is amake. And the same thing by a nazir we saw. When if the nazir became tame when he was still tame, then he wouldn't have to bring a new set of karbanos. But if a nazir brings all of his karbanos and then he finds out afterwards after the Zrika of the chatos by a nazir tame, he finds out that he had tumas at the home, so it's ki'ilu he got tame right now, and this he's tar, and he would have to bring a new set of karbanos. So there's a lot to talk about there, relating to tumas at the home. So now the Gemara says, about two-thirds of the way down on Samach Amabes. We spoke about, does the tour only apply to the owner becoming tame? What about the Kohen becoming tame? So now we have Ezehu. Ezehu kever at the home. What is the kever at the home? What's an example of Kever Tom? This is a Tosefta in Zavim. In Zavim. We know many of the Mesechtas and Taras do not have any Gemara on them, Bavli or Yerushalmi, right? Only Mesechas Nida is the only one that has a Gemara on it. Bavli and a little bit of Yerushalmi, not on all the Prakim. But the other Mesechtas don't. Kalim, Alos, Nagoim, Para, and including Zavim. But it has Tosefta. So he's a Kever Tom. So what is Kever Tom? Hameis, Shinik, Barbakashu, Betevin, Ubafer, Betsroros. A dead body that was covered with straw or stubble or dirt. This isn't talking about in the ground, but it's just piled or pebbles. Because we assume that's not how normally a person would be buried. So it must be that it was some type of avalanche, some type of collapse that the happened on this base. Nobody ever knew that he died there. He just died there. And that's why that's kevrat tahom. That's what pretty clearly, because it wouldn't be buried in there. Aval nikbar b'mayim u'ba'afela. But he's buried in a place where, if you would look closely, you'd be able to see, right, in the water. Ubafela, in a darkened area, Ubatikiki Islam, in the clefts of the rock, Eino Osa Kever at the home. That's not Kever at the home, because those are somewhat, those are visible, right? The Kabbad Eda says, Hametzitz Yachal Arosa. Somebody who looks closely can see, right? Velo Gemiri Hilchasa. That's to be covered from all. So that's the Tosefta. And the Kalo Shal Davar, the Tosefta continues, it just says, what's the rule? Kol, She'ein At Yachol. Flip the Girsa. She'ein At Yachol Lefanoso. Any time that Ein At Yachol. It says Ein At Yachol, but it really means is that you're not planning on. Anytime that you're not planning to undo, there's a pile of straw. There's no reason for you to have to undo it or not undo it. So osa kever at the home, right? So then that would be a kever at the home if there's no plans to undo it. And the language of Rav Chaim Gadievsky is whatever's there is batel bimakom, right? Says the Rav Chaim Gadievsky. Kol sheina ta asir lefanoso kagon kash v'tevin offer v'tzoros sheina dam asir lefanosan betelam heim bimkomam chashiv mechuse. It's considered mechuse. And kol she at yachol lefanoso, anything that you're planning, right, that is planning to be befane, or plan the future is that it will be revealed, then ain't osa kevrat home. Then there's no kevrat home there because it's open, it's revealed, it's gonna get revealed, any of that. Good. Says the Gemara, the kash v'tevin ain't at yachol lefanoso. Kash v'tevin are considered, items that stoma, you're not going to move. But if that's true, then Masdisa Dolok Rabbi Yossi, then this Tosefta would be against you. This Rabbi Yossi, in a different context. Some are familiar with this. It's a Mishnah in the discussion of Maseches Ahalos, but some know this from the first Perek in Sukkah, where this is quoted. But Masdisa Dolok Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Amar Tevin Ubit Lo Batam. You know, by Tumas Ohel, if there's a dead body in a house, so then the whole house, everything in the house is tameh, as long as there is a tefach of an ohel above the dead body, and then everything is tameh. But if the house is full and there's no ohel, then the tumah shoots straight up. It's not contained in the roofed area, because that's not called an ohel if there's no airspace. So what happened if the house is full with certain types of items? So it depends what the items are. Is it dirt? Is it, so what, if it's Tevin? So Rabbi Yossi says, if it's Tevin and you were mevatel it there, Tevin is not automatically batel, like the Tosefta seems to say. That's where Rabbi Yossi seems to be against the Tosefta. Where the Tosefta seems to say, if it's Kashin Tevin, you're automatically not planning to move it. But Rabbi Yossi in the context of Maseches Ahalo says, no, Tevin, Stam Tevin, is straw, maybe you're planning to use it for animal fodder, but only Tevin ubitlo. Tevin, if you beferish explicitly or mevatel it in your mind, maybe even in words, then it's batel. That's against the stamma to Tosefta of Zavin, because they would hold, the Tosefta seems to say it's automatic, and this is not automatic. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says, and this is even a kol shekin against the Shita who argues on Rabbi Yossi, that the Rabbanu who argue on Rabbi Yossi say, even if you were mevatel at Tevin, it's not called batel, because you're planning to take it. Right? Kol shekin delo asi karabanon, despira lehasan dafilu bitlo lo mahani. So it's even the Gemara is really asking a question that it's not against that, and not like anybody. Okay, but either way, that's the next couple of lines of the Gemara, according to some, is continuing and answering the question. Rav Chaim Kanievsky assumes, and like some other Mefarshim, the next 10 lines appear verbatim in Maseches Erevin. And because it's a parallel to our discussion, that's the Derech of the Yerushalmi, to quote parallel discussions, even though it's not directly related to our sugya. Right? The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Kol ze nigrar. This is all nigrar, because we're also going to talk about dirt and tevin, but it's not answering the question that we just asked. But so atkan period that the Tosefta seems to be against Rav Yossi and even against the shita of the Rabbanan. So what exactly is the next slide talking about? So if you remember, there was a Mishnah in Erevin and a discussion in Maseches Shabbos as well. But the Mishnah in Erevin talks about Erev Chatzeros. Erev Chatzeros, even though midaraisa, if you have an area that's totally enclosed physically, and there are a couple of families that live and share this area, they need an Erev Chatzeros. They need to create something, a halachic midrabanan mechanism, to be considered one big happy family. But sometimes it's not clear, you know, does this family, could they make one big Erev? What if there's a big wall in between the two sides of the Chatzer? So maybe they're not allowed to make one Erev, they have to make two Erevs. What if, the Mishnah talks about, they're in the seventh parak of Erevin, what if there's a big ditch? There's a big ditch in between the two sides. Charitz, shebein shtei chatzeros, amok asar v'rachav arba. There's a big charitz, there's a big ditch between the two yards, and there's numerous families going into each yard, and it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, so that's considered a machitza. Therefore, marvin shnayim, ve'im arvin echad. Then you have to make two Erevs. Each side has to make their own Erev. Afilu male kasho tevin. The Mishnah says, even if the ditch is full of kash or tevin, stubble or straw, that's not called filled in. And therefore, you don't say that you can make one Erev, right? It's still considered one big hole, because the kash, the tevin, Mistama won't stay there. But the Mishnah says, Mali offer or sroros, but if the hole is filled with dirt or pebbles, and you can basically walk across the ma'arvin echad, ma'arvin shnayim, then it's considered one, and you are ma'arev one big chatzer in that case. So relating to that Mishnah, that Mishnah seems to also be against Rabbi Yossi in Ahalos, because that Mishnah seems to say automatically, kasher tevin, even if you put it in there, it doesn't give any chilukim. If you put it in there, it's not considered filling up of the ditch. So even if you mevatel it there, it sounds like it's not going to fill up the ditch. So that's against Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, tevin ubitlo batel. So that's what the Gemara here is now trying to answer. How we can fit Rabbi Yossi in the context of Maseches Ahalos to that Mishnah in Erevin in the seventh parak. So Rabbi Yossi barbun b'shem Rav Chisda divrei akoli. Really, the Mishnah in Erevin could be divrei akol. Even Rabbi Yossi could fit into that Mishnah in Erevin. What about Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says that if you're mevatel it is mevutal. Madam Rabbi Yossi b'shebala ba'afar. Rabbi Yossi is not talking about plain tevin. Plain tevin, you could pick up and give to an animal. And that's why the Mishnah in Erevin says it's not called mimule in that case. Rabbi Yossi's case, where you were mevatale, that's where you have some dirt mixed in with the tevin. So that is if you plan on leaving there, so then bitla mevutal, and everybody would agree to that case. So Rabbi Yossi is talking about a different case of tevin than the case in Erevin. And then the Gemara adds, Yesh tevin shu ka'afar, yesh afar shu ka'tevin. Right? The tevin and afar, it really depends on what you're planning to do with it. Tevin she'ein at asilafanosa hariyu ka'afar. Right? Tevin, that you're not planning to move at all, explicitly you have that das, so then that's like dirt. Avar, which afar is, dirt is automatic, even if you don't have plans, stumba is you're not moving it. Afar sha'at asilafanosa hariyu ka'tevin. So that is, rules of Rabbi Yossi, but the way that you put Rabbi Yossi with the Mishnah Erevin is we're talking about two different cases. Next, the base Rabbi Yanai Amri, Chipo Makatzalos Batel. Rabbi Yanai adds and says that in the case of Tevin, in the ditch, if you covered the Tevin with a mat, with a reed mat, so then that makes it one big happy chatzer. And then you would be able to make Ma'arvin Echad, Ve'im Arvin Shtayim, if you have these mats over the Tevin, because that shows that you want to leave it there. Says the Gemara, really? Maybe not. Isa Chami, that's the Tashma of Yerushalmi. Tashma, interesting, Tashma is come and hear, and Isa Chami, come and see. Come and see. So interesting to think about the difference between the two. Mil uhu machatzalos lo batel. Tipu machatzalos batel. Right, the Gemara says, how could you say that putting a reed mat on it will be mevatelit? If you filled up the whole ditch with reed mats, it's still not going to be batel. Because maybe you'll take out those reed mats. So if you just put one reed mat on top, that's going to be good enough. Even if you fill the whole thing with reed mats, it's not good enough. So the Gemara rejects Rabbi Yanai that just because you cover it with reed mats, it will be batel. The Gemara thinks, no, even if you cover it with reed mats, it would not be, if you cover it with reed mats, it wouldn't be batel, because even if you fill up the whole ditch with reed mats, it wouldn't be batel. Period. Milyuhu charayo stricha. And this is what quote we had back in the Yerushalmi in Erevin. If you filled it with twigs, unclear. Tzricha, tzarach iyun. Right? It's not clear whether that would be considered a machitza, whether that's considered still a big ditch in between, because the twigs are not mevatel the space. Or we say no, now it's considered filled in, and that would be enough to make it one big chatzer. Period. One more line. Rabbi Zrika, Rabbi Ami, B'shem B'shem Melakish, Afilu, how do you read that next word? Roke or rake? Let's read it as roke. Chaim Gnievsky reads it as roke, and other mafarshim there in Erev read it as roke. What is that? Even if it's filled with spit, saliva, that is good enough. That is good enough. What does that mean? Chaim Gnievsky, afilu miluhu roke nami mevata lecharitz. Why? Demayim mevatli mechitzta. Water can be mevatel. If you have water in there, then it's not called a separation anymore. Why? Nehishe neyachol lefsoa alav. You're right, you can't walk on the water. Mihu ha'amok eino nechshav lemechitza shenizbatel al yidei amayim. Right, but still the depth is not called depth anymore. It's filled in, and therefore roke is, or any type of water is good enough. That's how this is viewed. Other give a different shot. Roke, it really means rake if it's partially filled. Okay, well we won't get into that. Interesting, the whole discussion now we're having about Tumas Meis. We'll get back to Keparat Tehom in a minute. Tumas Meis, the Rambam counts Tumas Meis as a mitzvah. Right? What does the Rambam count as mitzvahs in the 613? So the Rambam counts many areas of halacha as mitzvahs. If you look in the Rambam, in mitzvahs asay Kuf Zayin, 107, the Rambam says he counts Tzivanu al Tumas Meis. U'mitzvah zu kolelas kol mishpatei Tumas Meis. That's the Rambam in Kuf Zayin. Kuf Hei, Tzivanu Lio Shichva Zera Tamei. Right? Kuf Dalet. This is separate from the Karbanos that Azov and Azov have to bring. Lio Zav Tamei. Kuf Vav. Tzivanu Lio Zava Tameya. Right? These are Kuf Ches. Shehoranu B'mishpatei Mei Nida Shitaru. Okay, that's the... And then he adds, after these... A number of mitzvahs. After Kuf Ches, the Rambam says, Vida, ki elu ashlosha esrei minim min hatumos, shekada minyan. The Rambam says, 96 to 108. These mitzvahs, heim tumas nevela, v'tumas shrasim, v'tumas ochlin, mashkin, v'tumas nid, v'tumas yoledes, all the tumas, the Rambam says, kol echan mehem u'kasim ha-Torah. They're all there. U'bakal mitzvah mehen ish, b'm ksuvim rabim. There are many mitzvahs and halachas that apply to each one. So the Rambam goes through these are tumah. It's connected to, turn back a page for a minute, the Rambam in mitzvah 96, in the first of this list. The Rambam says from 96 to 108. The first one, 96, the Rambam explains. That's the mitzvah of tumas nevela. Shetzivanu lios kol nogea benevela tameh. So the Rambam says, v'anias karat ha'agdama. Right? This is the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam says, let me remind you of something. Roi shetizkarota. Remember it. V'chol mashe nizkar mimini tumas. Let me explain. Remember all of this. V'hu kizesh ninne kol min umin minatumas. Mitzvah sasei. Ein in yano. Shetniye chayovin lihitameh betumah ha'hu. Don't think, says the Rambam, that if I'm counting this as a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah means you have to do something. Right? You have to become tamei nevela. That's what the mitzvah means. And it's not that it's usur to become tumis nevela. There's no chiyuv here, there's no isur here. The tia mitzvahs lo sasei. V'amnam heyos ha-Torah omeres. But the fact that the Torah says, ki mi sheyiga bazeha min nitma, o zeha davar yitma, al toar kach, lemi shenaga bo hui mitzvah sasei. I count halachos as a mitzvah zaseh, says the Rambam. Klomar, shezeh adin shenestavinu bo, hu mitzvah zaseh. What is a mitzvah? Mitzvah doesn't mean obligated to do or not to do. V'hu amarnu, shemi shenaga b'kach, al torah kach, nitma. U'mi shahaya al inyan kach, lo yitma. V'ha-ha-tama ba'atzmo rishus. But the becoming tamei itself is a rishus. It's just life. It's not chayiv, it's not aser. Imrasi yitamei, v'imrasi lo yitamei. Right, that's the Rambam, and then he quotes the Sifra. Ubenim lasam lo sigo yacholim naga adam benevela yilke arboim lo sigo. You might think that means aser to touch. Tamalomar ula eile titamau yachol imra adam nevela yelefi tamila tamalomar ubenim lasam lo sigo haketzar avi omer rishus. It's a rishus to, and the mitzvah is to deal with follow these halachas. And the Ramban is very upset about this. The Ramban here on Mitzvah Tzadivav. Va'ani im kol arichus divrei harav, and with all of his arichus, an explanation. Va'akdama sheiktim l'chol minei atumas lo ra'isi l'havi din atumas b'cheshbon ha'mitzvus. I don't think it should be counted, says the Ramban. So he's got to add in 12, 13 mitzvus at the end. He knocks out a few, but here he knocks out a bunch all at once. Lefi shein rishus gemura mikol tzad eibam inyan mitzvah shetimne. Ramban thinks, I don't think this is counted, and he gives a mashal. He says, just like there's a halacha that a bal mum is not allowed to do avoda, and he can't do haktara, and he can't many mitzvahs, but you don't count what is a bal mum. So there's an issur to go into the base of mitzvah when you're tamei. What is, who is tamei? So that, those are details. Those aren't counted. Those are details. V'zeka amarnash akravas bal mum nimna'as b'mitzvahs lo sasei v'nishar olin aladas eizet davar hein hamumin v'lo nimna b'em minyin. Kisha Amru Shalarab Iker read Ashvi. Or you don't count every detail of what who is a Bamum, who's not a Bamum. So you don't count who's Tami, who's not Tami. So that's the Ramban. The Leif Sameach quotes that right, even though the Ramban sounds like he's correct, Vafsha Kodvara Bakan Tovim Unachochim, Efshar Lahalitz ala Rambam, Shaladaito, Heyos, Komi Shinaga Batoma Machzika Kazasmo Kitame, Mitzvahi Alov. When you're in this situation, it's a mitzvah to act in a certain way. If you become tamei, it's a mitzvah for you to act with all the limitations of tumah. But that's an important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban relating to many areas of halacha. We continue now. Back to the Gemara. Ezeh kevrat tahom. So let's kevrat tahom. Kom she'in adam zocher. A person never, not only hear zocher doesn't mean remember, but never knew about it. Person never knew about the tumah. The chash lomar shema echad b'sofa olam yodeya. Maybe somebody at the other side of the world knows about it. The cheskas achai kechai. And we assume the person who knows about it is still alive, right? So alive, which is interesting. It sounds like from the Yerushalmi, the person still has to be alive. What if the person who buried is dead? So is that now? That's now kevrat tahom. From other sources, it sounds like no, that's not kevrat tahom. If anybody ever knew about it, then it's not kevrat tahom. Yishami sounds like the person still has to be alive to be kevrat to be kevrat tahom. Mukmin the kavra eda to mukmina nachai bechaskaso shadayin chai. Okay, so the Gemara says tipater shematzu kamtzutz. If you find the person buried in a heap, right, not buried flat, so then you assume that nobody would bury a person like that. You assume it was just a collapse, an avalanche that fell on him, right? Kapsus either means crumpled up in a ball, or it means maybe people are buried, more than one person is buried not in a line with each other. Okay, it's clear that it wasn't buried by a person. Tani says the Braisa Inlaha Osa Kevratom Elaha Mes Bovad. Kevratom only applies by Tumas Mes, not by other Tumas. So what is that excluding? So the Gemara first suggests Hanavela Lo, not Nevela. So Kavachomer, but that would be a Kavachomer. Nevela is so much more Kal than Tumas Mes. If you have this big kula by Tumas Mes, you should surely have it by Tumas Nevela. What's the Kavachomer? Kavachomer. Ma im hames, and we're going to go with the Karban Eidas Girsa. Ma im hames, shemitame ba'ohel, osa kever to home. Base, which is so chamur, it's mitame ba'ohel, that has the kula of kever to home. Nevela she'eno mitame ba'ohel, eno digiti osa kever to home. So nevela, which is not mitame ba'ohel, surely should have the kula of kever to home. So you can't say that's what's being excluded from Kever tohom, is a davar nemar, in lecha davar osa kever tohom, elameis bovad, what's being excluded? Lahotzi, mishkav u'moshav. Mishkav u'moshav are being excluded. What's mishkav u'moshav? We know some of the, nida and yoledes, a number of the tumah sheyotzala migufo, mishkav u'moshav azav, there's a special din there, din daraisa, based on sukkim, that even though tumah usually goes down one level, but by mishkav and moshav, Zav sits on something, so then that item is a Mishkav Zav. That's also in Avatoma. But it's talking about Zav. Let's say you have a Zav or a Zava whose day 7 is Erev Pesach. So if a Zav or a Zava, they have to count Shiva Nikiyim, right? We treat all Nidas nowadays as Zavis. That's why we require, right, the Chumar of Rabbi Zera, Afilu Rose, Tibus Tam Kachardo, Yoshevaz Lav Shiva Nikiyim. So if day 7 of the Nikiyim is Erev Pesach, so that day is an anxiety-filled day for a Zav or a Zava, because maybe they're going to be Tahar tonight, if they have no more Re'ios, but if they have a Re'iyah, that's going to undo and undermine, and they're going to have to start again. So the Gemara is assuming that we don't know what's going to happen or not. So if there's a Re'iyah later in the day, that's like Tumas at the home, because it's totally unknown. Nobody knows about it right now, and it's only going to be known later that this woman was or this man was Tamei today. But if there's a Re'iyah later on, so I'm Tamei from beforehand that day. So the chiddush of the Gemara is that we don't treat that as kever at home. There's no kula there of tumas at the home, and therefore we say that this zava becomes tamei, and they have to do pesach sheni. We don't say it was tumas at the home, and it's ki'ilu, it was done betara, and therefore they don't have to go to pesach sheni, and they're yotzi the current pesach. You don't say that. You don't have the kever at the home kula here by tumas zav. Period. Tamantaninan, we learned in the Mishnah in Zvachim, beginning of the second parak. The Kala Zvachim is the first parak, and Kala Zvachim is the second parak. So at the beginning of the second parak in Zvachim, it talks about all the people who would be mechalal the avoda. So Kala Zvachim, all karbanas, shekib al daman, that the following people did Kabbalah Saddam. What's the emphasis of Kabbalah Saddam? Because shechita anybody could do. Shechita kshir bizar. But if anybody did Kabbalah Saddam or later, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. So Kabbalah says, Zor, a non-Kohen. Onein, somebody lost a relative. Tful Yom, somebody's going, went to the mikvah, waiting for a Tara. O Mechusar Begadim, not wearing the Big Day Kahuna. Mechusar Kippurim, didn't bring its carbon. Vol Shalom Rachos Yavraglayim, didn't wash the hands and the feet by the Kiyar. Arel, Tamei, Yoshev, sitting. Remember, Arel Pashas means, according to most Rishonim, literally, doesn't have a bris mila. Doesn't matter why. Right? Mesu echav machmas mila. Even if the halacha says he should not get a mila now, but you know, starry. That's called arel. We do have Rabbeinu Tam quoted in a few places. The Rishonim in Yevamah Staf Ayin and other places in Sanhedrin that Rabbeinu Tam says no. Arel here means he's scared to get a bris mila. He chooses not to. But if mesu echav machmas mila, so then there is no chiv of mila, and therefore there's no shame arel. Right, so that is an important sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Many argue the first Rashba in Perika Arel discusses this, and he points out that Rashi Shita is Iker, like most Rishonim, and he discusses, he has a kasha on, could you compare a baby before day 8 to Mesu Echa Machmas Mila? Are they comparable? Right, that's so Rabbeinu Tam would have to say they're comparable. Rashi would say maybe they're not. Okay, but anyway, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Omer Agabe Kelim, somebody, if a Kohen is sitting, he has to be standing to do the Avoda. Omer Agabe Kelim, Agabe Behem, Agabe Chavero. Or if there's any Chatzitza between his feet and the floor of the Azara. He's on Kelim, he's on an animal, he's on other people's feet, Pasal. All those cases are that Pasal's the Avoda. Dromai Amri, the Zakenim from the south, say, Dromai Amri, Betame Tumazivo, Betame Sarasan, and Kaiman. The only time, this is Betame Karban Yachid, the Karbadeda says. The only time that the avoda would be pasul if a tamei kohen does it is if there's tumas ziva or tumas saras. Aval b'tamei meis ein machalo. Tumas meis not dafka by tumas at the home. But regular tumas meis, you're not allowed to do the avoda. But if you did the avoda, it wouldn't be mechula. Why? Me'achas shuter mechlal tumas. Because after all, you know, there's a time when Tumas Meis is hutard, right, by Tumah Hutra B'tzibur for the Rabin. So you see, it's a kulas, therefore that kula would apply b'di'evet by a Karban Yachid. By a Karban Yachid, if a Kohen Tami did the Avoda, the Zikne Darom say that the Avoda would be kasha b'di'evet. Matav Rishim Lakish L'dromai, Rish Lakish has a kasha to the Zikne Darom. What are you talking about? Ma imabaylev shiplita kochan b'shar kolatmeos, shebishana. Horata kochan b'tamei meis pesach. If by an owner, if a person, a Yisrael is tamei the whole year, he's able to send his karbanos. And yet, if he's tamei meis on erev pesach, right, you're not allowed to shech the karban pesach al hatamei, the only time. So the bailim who have strength the whole year, right, they are able to send their karbanos the whole year, and yet they don't have strength on erev pesach. Oved, so the Kohen, Shorata Kocha Bishar Tumas Shokal Hashana, a Kohen who is weak the whole year, meaning a Kohen cannot do the Avod if he's Tamei the whole year, Eino Digitur Kocha B'Tamei Meis B'Pesach. So surely he shouldn't have a power on Erev Pesach if he is Tamei. And for the Yachid, meaning what does that have to do with us? So you have to just add in one line, Chaim Kanievsky and the others, and the Erev Pesach is the whole source for this din of the Ziknei Darom. Right, so to shar karbanos will be mechulal. You can't bring an araya from the Ziknei Darom and say, oh, tumas based on erev Pesach has big kulas, and therefore you can apply it to a karban yachid. You can't apply it to a karban yachid because those kulas, if one kohen is tamei on erev Pesach, right, he can't do the avoda, and that's the whole source for the Ziknei Darom's din. So number one problem of the Ziknei Darom, va'od, and number two, Shoshana Rebbe, right? We learned in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, Hatzitz Maratzal Tumas Adam, Meitzitz Maratzal Tumas Aguf, right? What did Rebbe say? That the Tzitz is only Maratzah for the Tumah of Dam or Basar, but Tumas Aguf is not. It's not Maratzah for Tumas Aguf. And we're assuming in the question that the Tumas Aguf in the Mishnah is not only if the Bailam are Tameh, as we explained it, but even if the Kohen is Tameh. The Tzitz does not help for Tumas Aguf of the Kohen. And if you want to say itamar betame tumaziva betumasaras anan kaimin, we're only talking about tumaziva tumasaras in the Mishnah. About tumasaguf, no less yachol, you can't, because the next line of the Mishnah clearly talks about tumas meis, right? The taninan nitma tumas tahom hatitz maratza tumas tahom is tumas meis. So that Mishnah must be talking about tumas meis. Therefore, that Mishnah seems to be against the Ziknei Darom. Again, the Ziknei Darom say that if a Kohen is Tameh, the Avod is not Mechulal. And the Mishnah says if a Kohen is Tameh, it is Mechulal. This is not Maratzah for a Kohen that's Tameh. So Ma'av then lay Dromoi. What did the Dromoi, what did the Ziknei Darom do with the Mishnah that we just had on Daf Samach? So the Gemara said, no, Pachalim B'Bailim. Like we said, maybe that Mishnah is talking about only if the owner becomes Tameh. That's the Tumas Aguf that the Tzitz does not work for, where the owner is Tameh, but if the Kohen is Tameh, so then it's, then the Tzitz would be Maratzeh. And that's what the Ziknei Darom are talking about. Says the Gemara, Vatanina Nazir. The Mishnah there talks about Nazir v'Ose Pesach. It can't be talking about where the owner is Tameh, but the Nazir is Tameh. Then forget Ziknei, Tumas at the home. If a Nazir is Tameh, there's a more basic problem. You can't say that Tzitz is not Maratzeh. If he's Tameh, he has a whole new set of karbanos that he's going to have to bring. So you can't just say that Tzitz is Maratzah. So that Mishnah has to be talking about where the Kohen is Tameh. Answer, Patrun Le Ba'ovdin. So the Gemara answers, maybe the two cases of Nazir and Ose Pesach in the Mishnah are talking about two different things. Very dachuk, but that's what he says. When the Mishnah says that there's the Ose Pesach, that's talking about where the owner is Tameh. But if the Kohen would be Tameh, the Tzitz would be Maratzah. And by the Nazir line, it's talking about where the Kohen are Tameh, because it can't be talking about where the Bailam are Tameh, because then that would be a more basic problem. Okay, so we worked out in a dachuk way how the Ziknei Darom are defended and can read that Mishnah. The Gemara says, all that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Yish Lakish, who asked the question on the Ziknei Darom, Lo Shani he Bailam Yovdin. The Mishnah is talking about both. The Mishnah is talking about both, and therefore the Mishnah would be against the Ziknei Darom. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says that the Kavachomer that Reish Lakish asked on the Ziknei Darom can be knocked out. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Harizek Kavachomer, Sheishalav Shuvah. right? There's a kal v'chomer that you can't say a kasha. And remember, a kal v'chomer, once there's a percha, it's no longer a kal v'chomer. Deinin yachlan lemeimer lelo. The Ziknei Dorim could have answered Reish Lakish. Im amarta b'baylim, shohora ata, kochad, bizot, the whole kal v'chomer of Reish Lakish is that owners, b'aylim, are more chomor and stronger than kohanim. No. B'aylim, shorata kochad, b'zakin b'chola. As we said a few days ago also. B'aylim are weaker, because if the b'aylim are zakin b'chola for Karban Pesach, you can't shakta for them. So remember, Ovech, he beat the Kohen b'zakin b'chola. A Kohen is allowed to be old and chola, as long as he can still do the avoda. Chol kal v'chomer, she'esh alav tshuva, batel kal v'chomer. And as long as you come up with a svara to not get the kal v'chomer, the kal v'chomer is batel. And I'm Rebbe Chananya, how is the kal v'chomer she'esh alav tshuva? Another kasha on Reish Lakish is kal v'chomer. Didn't yachal ameimarlei, the Ziknei Dorim could answer, lo emarta b'baylim shemila tzachar v'avadim akvanoso. Baylim have a weakness. A person cannot give their Karban Pesach if they have children or avadim that don't have bris mila. A Kohen can do the avoda even if he has children or avadim that don't have bris mila. The kal kavachomer sheish lav tshuva batel kavachomer. So the kavachomer Reish Lakish could be knocked out twice in two ways. And we came up with how the Ziknei Dorim could read the Mishnah on Daf Samach. So the Ziknei Dorim are defended at least for right now. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Psachim Samach Aleph.